AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Pentagon says it's tracking a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon spotted over U.S. airspace. Lisa Dwyer on what we're hearing.
The Pentagon decided not to shoot it down due to risks of harm for people on the ground. A senior defense official says the U.S. has very high confidence that it is a Chinese high-altitude balloon and says it was flying over sensitive sites to collect information. One of the places the balloon was spotted was Montana, which is home to one of the nation's three nuclear missile silo fields. The Pentagon says it is currently traveling at an altitude well above commercial air traffic. There has been similar balloon activity that's been seen in the past several years. The defense official says that the U.S. has engaged Chinese officials through multiple channels and communicated the seriousness of the matter. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. and the Philippines today announced an agreement to expand the American military presence there, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin citing China's territorial claims in the region.
We remain committed to strengthening our mutual capacities to resist armed attack.
President Biden's looking to get legislation to overhaul policing back on track, meeting with members of the Congressional Black Caucus in the wake of the death of Tyre Nichols in Memphis after a traffic stop that turned into a brutal beating.
My hope is this dark memory spurs some action.
Caucus Chair Stephen Horsford.
You've already led on the action that we've been able to take through executive order. We need your help to make sure we can get the legislative actions that are necessary to save lives.
It was partisan acrimony on Capitol Hill as House Republicans voted to oust Democrat Ilhan Omar from the Foreign Affairs Committee. Omar says she won't be silenced.
I am here to stay, and I am here to be a voice against harms around the world and advocate for a better world.
In Texas, a woman accused of killing a friend who'd just given birth and abducting her baby has pleaded guilty to murder, sentenced to 55 years. This is AP News. President Biden was joined by a former president in marking the 30th anniversary of the landmark Family and Medical Leave Act. Ed Donahue, on which one?
It was the first bill President Bill Clinton signed when he took office in 1993.
After all these years, I still have more people mention the Family Leave Act to me than any other specific things I did.
The 42nd president says people don't really talk about the political process.
They tell you their story. That's when you know, for good or ill, that we have united the country.
30 years later, President Biden is pushing to expand what Bill Clinton signed into law.
No American should ever have to choose between a paycheck and take care of a family member or taking care of themselves.
Paid family leave didn't make it into the slimmed down climate and health care bill that the president signed in August. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.